This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back. You're listening to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. With us now on the First Advantage Hotline is Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, my friend, I was kind of getting worried that CSU would have to be on a little bit of a delay again with the Boise State situation, but we got that figured out. Instead, we're going to see CSU and San Diego State on Saturday.
Yeah, it's been interesting, whatever, 24, 48 hours with that whole thing. Because, yeah, it had looked for a while that Boise probably wouldn't be ready to play Friday night. After CSU beat Air Force on Tuesday, Nico Medved, you know, basically said, yeah, it's not going to happen Friday. Kind of said, you know, there's a small chance could push it back a day or two to see if that could get Boise through their quarantine. But even that sounded unlikely. And then actually kind of late Tuesday night, I started getting word that CSU and Arizona kind of had a, you know, handshake agreement, if you will, of if CSU couldn't play that one, they'd go down and play Arizona. So for a little bit, kind of thought that was happening. Then all of a sudden you find out Nevada has COVID issues. They were supposed to play at San Diego State. And then it kind of became a, you know, frankly, I think a pretty easy call for the Mountain West. You had a CBS time slot that you don't want to waste. And then, you know, CSU kind of trying to find an opponent. So they married CSU and San Diego State for Saturday. You know, it's a month earlier than these two teams were supposed to play, and really 2 months before CSU was supposed to go to San Diego. But all of a sudden, you have a pretty exciting Mountain West showdown set up for Saturday afternoon.
No question about it. Here's that big test. You know, we had looked at the Mountain West Conference, and not to say there's not other good team. You know, Boise State's putting together a nice season, sitting at 10-4. But you know, this was the showdown we were hoping we'd build up to a little bit more. But nonetheless, I'm pretty pumped for it. However, the Rams looked kind of rusty the other day, and you hope that they've shaken that off, because this is a huge contest, Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say this is the most ideal way to have this game for CSU. Like you say, they're still fresh off their paws. They looked pretty rusty on Tuesday. On the flip side, you know, San Diego State, you know, has their own issues. They're not COVID right now, but they have some injuries and stuff. They were pretty shorthanded in their last game against UNLV and kind of had to grind through that one. And, you know, obviously they weren't, you know, prepared or readying to play CSU either. So it's one of those. I'm not sure for either team it's 100% ideal from, you know, an on-the-court standpoint. But, hey, if you're going to go win a Mountain West title, you're going to have to play it sometime. You know, might as well figure it out. And from the CSU side, even if you were to lose this weekend, it doesn't really hurt you ranking or Mountain West title-wise, because, you know, winning at San Diego State is, you know, it's not an expectation for anyone. So it's kind of one of those, still, kind of like the Arizona game would have been if they had played it. But it's a really great chance, but if you lose, it's not going to be super damaging like losing to Air Force would have been.
You're right, and playing against San Diego State at their place is one of the toughest spots. I mean, no question about it. It's a difficult place to go for even the best teams in the country. So it's going to be interesting for Colorado State. Where are you on the Air Force game, Kevin? I mean, do you look at that more or less saying, you know, rusty, three and a half weeks. I mean, we were approaching a month mark. Air Force is better than I think a lot of people thought, too. So do you walk away from that saying, yeah, you know what, I'm just thankful the Rams got a win?
Yeah, that's all that matters. You don't need to play for style points and any of that in that game. I mean, Medved said the team only had three full practices before that game. And, you know, in that pause, it's not like they're just on break, but they're in the gym shooting and stuff. They're shut down. You're not allowed to go to the gym. You're at home. You know, the guys that test positive can't, you know, go to the gym and work out or any of that. So, you know, you can't go a month without playing, and especially when, you know, three of those weeks in that month, you're basically sitting around doing nothing, and bounce back and be right back in form. So, yeah, just get the win. Air Force, like you nailed it. They're scrappy. That system is really funky to play against. So get the win, that is really the only thing that matters.
We're talking to Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and he's our Rams insider. And we had, Kevin, we had Doug Gottlieb on the show the other day, who was doing color commentary via stadium for that game between CSU and Air Force. And, you know, he talked about, you know, the depth's such a great thing for CSU, but it can also be one of those things where maybe it could hurt you down the stretch. As Coach Medved, it's a good problem to have. You have so many great players that you want to give them all their time, all their minutes. What do you see from a guy that sees this team on the daily, in practice, every single game? Do you think that we've been talking about the positives of this depth? Do you think in a roundabout way, Medved's going to have to trim this thing down a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're basically playing 10 right now. And yeah, there are going to be games, and at San Diego State could well be one of them, where you shave it down a little bit. And it'll be kind of matchup dependent. I don't think there's necessarily, you know, a person that's going to be, you know, kind of the one that gets cut out of it. It's going to be matchup dependent. I think there'll be games where they don't necessarily use both big men a ton and they go small ball. There might be some games where, you know, they want to ride, you know, Roddy and Tanjay and Isaiah and those guys for, you know, 37 minutes. And so some of those guys that play, you know, 7 to 13 end up playing 3 or 4. So, yeah, I think you're going to get that. And, yeah, it's, you know, right now I think the depth is good because as you're coming off this pause, it helps you, one, just legs. And then, two, if someone, you know, is out of form, you know, hasn't got their touch yet, you can just go to someone else. You don't have to rely on them. So that is good. But, yeah, they're, you know, everyone wants to play. No one comes to, you know, comes on Division I scholarship to sit on the bench. So, yeah, you have guys, they all want to play, and they all certainly are capable of contributing. So it's going to be, you know, you'll have those tricky moments, certainly some tricky conversations, I'm sure. But this team is, you know, these guys are pretty bought into what's going on and what's happening, and winning certainly helps. It's a lot easier to manage rotations when you're winning games and when you're losing games, and you know, guys aren't playing much or saying, well, we're losing, why the heck are we doing what, you know, the same thing every day.
It's a great point that you bring up too, that these guys are bought in, and maybe no better example of that is Chandler Jacobs. I mean, that guy could go to a lot of places and be in the regular starting rotation and be scoring, you know, get more looks and everything. But he is just, I mean, he's a tremendous defensive player. David Roddy, somebody had asked the question, hey, who gives you nightmares, David? Is there a player that you worry about going up against? The first guy he mentioned was going up against Chandler Jacobs in practice.
Yeah, I was listening to that yesterday. I got a chuckle out of that, but it makes sense. Chandler Jacobs is such an impressive young man to me. I remember the first conversation I had with him, you know, kind of during training camp or whatever you want to call it, and I, you know, kind of asked straight up that question. You know, you go from being a Division II All-American where you're scoring, you know, almost 30 points a game. You know, he was the guy at Dallas Baptist, like the superstar. You know, what's it going to be like? Because you're not going to, you know, we kind of knew he wouldn't start. You know, he certainly wasn't going to be, you know, averaging 25 points a game. You know, I was like, what's that going to be like? And he basically said, you know, I want to, you know, play professionally. And, you know, not everyone is Steph Curry and able to do that. And to play professionally, you need to be able to find a role and work in a team that way, doing what the team needs of you. I thought, wow, that's a really mature thing. He said, you know, I wanted to come to this level and find a way to fit in and help the team. And that's what he's done at CSU. I mean, I don't think CSU will ever run a play for him this year, but he'll score on fast breaks, off of steals. He'll score, you know, attacking the offensive board, you know, open kick out threes. He can drive and dribble. But he's doing it all unselfishly. And like you said, his defensive instincts are really good. So he's a guy that you look at his numbers and you kind of shrug. But he's really impactful. I think it's just going to get more and more. You can tell there's still, especially on the offensive side, some times where he's still kind of figure out that role, you know, from being the guy to, you know, just another guy. And he's just getting more and more comfortable. But, yeah, he's a really impressive player, great athlete, smart, smart player. I think he's added a really good dimension to this team. And like I say, I think it's been good now, but I think he's going to be even more important in February and March than he has been so far.
He's just such a fun player to watch, you know, not in the conventional sense of, you know, nonstop. As you mentioned, the stats aren't always there, but he's just so tight on defense. And I love watching, you know, a guy that's just so alert, so absolutely zoned in on what they got to do on the defensive side of the ball. Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, when you look at the Mountain West, what do you make of it right now, man? I mean, obviously San Diego State's pretty damn good. We're going to see that on Saturday. Boise State, when we see them play again, they're not too bad either. You got the Nevadas. Air Force, I think they're so young, but they've surprised a few people by beating Utah State the other night. What are your thoughts on this conference so far?
Man, I don't know. It's tough. And it's tough because we've lost so many games that haven't been played, you know, that would have been really good matchups. Boise, Wyoming last weekend was going to be really intriguing. But, yeah, I think, you know, I'm going to say San Diego State is, you know, kind of the second favorite right now. And some of that is historical bias more than what they've done on the court. But I think, in a way, you know, they've earned that. So until it's proven otherwise, I'll still kind of think they're your second team behind CSU. Wyoming, they're the one that, you know, they had a nice non-conference. I wouldn't say they necessarily beat anyone great, but they did go on the road and had some nice road and neutral wins. You know, they tested themselves against Arizona. They got beat up pretty good there. But they're one, they're going to have to prove it a bit. I think everyone's still waiting to see if they can run, you know, a gauntlet of the Mountain West schedule and do it, but they're pretty darn good. And Boise's really coming on. They're a great defensive team, which is actually opposite of what they usually are. They're usually really good offensively and less so defensively. So I'm intrigued to see how they'll do coming off their pause. And then you have a bunch of teams kind of the middle. Utah State, you know, Air Force can get in there. That can cause problems. Fresno State, they're one that's really solid. So I think it's a deep conference. It's deep in a weird way that I don't think it's going to lead to many NCAA bids, but it's going to be deep in a way that you're going to see some really, you know, funky results and teams in the middle beating teams at the top.
Well, it's going to be fun to see. I'm glad we're there, and let's hope we can keep getting better here. CSU, of course, cleared to go now. Hopefully for the rest of the season, we won't have to worry about this. Get through it once, and maybe you're done. For more on that schedule change for CSU and San Diego State, check it out at the Coloradoan, coloradoan.com. Kevin, I know we're recharging our Hoops Tip-Off show at 5 o'clock today, so that'll be fun to jump in and go into all detail hoops with you and Chris Abshire.
Yeah, excited to get back in it. It's been too long.
It has.
Too long since we've had basketball to talk about.
I know, right? We had planned to take a couple weeks off of the show anyway because of Christmas and all that, but who would have thought? We didn't miss anything. So now we're just catching up a little bit, not that much.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Glad we have actual action to talk about.
Kevin, appreciate you, my friend. You be careful getting down here, and we'll catch up with you later today on KFKA.
Sounds great. See you guys in a while.
All right. Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Coloradoan. Yes, CSU will be playing San Diego State on Saturday. Woo-hoo, that one's going to be fun. That is going to be a blast of a basketball game. They will play at 2 o'clock, and that's going to be on CBS. So you don't have to mess with the stadium out. Although, it's not bad.
Anything you don't have to pay for to watch sports, I like.
Yeah, I mean, and that's
I pay $5 a month for ESPN just to watch UNC, but I can just listen to Jerry for free.
You mute it, listen to Jerry.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the thing, man. And Jerry paints that picture, doesn't he? I mean, it's just phenomenal. It's really cool, though. David Roddy yesterday, you know, Bodie Hume, I talked to Dalen. These players in this area are very talented, but they're also really cool. They're really cool guys. You know, I mean, that's fun, right? There's a lot of players, you know, maybe it's harder to talk to or you just don't get that vibe, but man, there's some good people. Go support these guys because you want to go support these programs now and show these players that there's a lot of buy-in. So then you get new players coming in saying, wow, this is a magical place to play. It's 51 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a short break. Aaron Rodgers is in the news. Is he a jerk? We'll talk about it next.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.